here's a story from The World.
Every few years, governments around the world publish dietary recommendations for their citizens. Generally, the goal is to make sure that people are eating well and getting the necessary nutrients. But a new study looking at national diet guidelines across the globe found that a healthy diet for you and me might not be a healthy diet for our planet. The World's Bianca Hillier has more.
For this study out of Tulane University, researchers looked at the dietary guidelines for seven different countries.
The United States, Germany, India, the Netherlands, Oman, Thailand, Uruguay.
That's Brittany Kovacs, the lead author. About a quarter to a third of all greenhouse gas emissions globally come from the food system. And Kovacs and her team wanted to find out how carbon intensive the diets recommended by different countries are. All of the seven countries recommended food from the same groups.
Protein foods, dairy, grains, fruit, vegetables, and oils and fats.
But within those groups, the recommended amounts and types of food differs a lot. And these variations lead to each country's suggested diets emitting really different amounts of greenhouse gases. India's dietary guidelines were associated with the lowest emissions. Kovacs says this is partly because India recommends a relatively small amount of protein.
India does have the lowest protein food group recommendation at 75 grams per day.
That's the equivalent of 5 cups of cooked chickpeas. The protein the Indian government does recommend is exclusively plant-based. Their recommended dairy intake is low, too, leading to a greenhouse gas footprint that's about a fifth of the recommended diet in the U.S.
I think the U.S.'s carbon footprint turned out a lot higher, mainly because of the protein foods and dairy recommendations.
Kovacs found that the U.S. has the highest dairy recommendation of all seven countries, the equivalent of nearly 3 cups of milk a day. Oman tops the list for the amount of recommended protein, 168 grams per day. That equals about 10 cups of cooked chickpeas. Still, the carbon footprint for Oman's suggested diet is lower than the United States because about half of Oman's protein is from legumes.
So their carbon footprint for that specific protein foods group doesn't come out as high, for instance, as the U.S.'s, which includes a lot of animal-based products.
Basically, the diets with more animal-based products have higher greenhouse gas emissions. Products from cows, sheep, and goats are particularly polluting because ruminants produce methane gas during their digestive process. In the U.S., those gases make up nearly 30% of agriculture's total greenhouse gas emissions. Robin White, an associate professor in the Department of Animal and Poultry Sciences at Virginia Tech, says methane gas is shorter-lived but much more potent than other gases.
And so it ends up counting for a lot versus some of our other like cropping industries where most of the emissions are associated with carbon dioxide from running tractors and things like that.
With that in mind, it may seem like a logical step to cut out all animal-based products from your diet. But White studied that option in 2017 and found that it wouldn't really work under the current U.S. agricultural system. There would need to be an overhaul of U.S. crops to make up for the loss in nutrients from meat and dairy products. Of course, eliminating all animal products is an extreme example. Researcher Brittany Kovacs from the Tulane University study says lowering your diet's carbon footprint on a small scale can be pretty straightforward.
Just reducing consumption of animal-based products.
If you can't or don't want to give up dairy and meat, you can still make changes that help the environment. Kovacs' co-author, Diego Rose, says swapping out the type of meat you eat can also make a difference.
Beef is like 10 times the impact of chicken on a weight-for-weight basis. So instead of eating beef, you ate chicken or pork. It would cut your footprint way down.
Still, Robin White says it's important to put things into perspective. What you put on your plate is a small piece of the greenhouse gas emissions puzzle.
I get concerned about overpromising a little bit, that like this simple achievable thing of just changing what you eat is going to be enough, even on the individual scale.
To really make an impact, White says whole industries, and in fact, countries, need to prioritize lowering greenhouse gas emissions in the food systems. The U.S. dairy industry is working to achieve carbon neutrality by 2050. But a USDA spokesperson told me greenhouse gas emissions were not considered in the latest dietary guidelines. And the scientific topics and questions under review for the next edition have not yet been determined. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.